Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. Hour number three of the program kicking off this morning. It's time for our monthly conversation with our friends over at A-Stop at Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. One half of the duo is joining us here, not just this month, actually the next couple months. It's Amy Bear. Good to have you in studio.
Yes, it's weird, but it's a good weird being back in here. It's been like a long time.
It's like 14 months, I think, or something.
It's mind-boggling.
February of 2020, maybe March.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I honestly don't remember. I know, like, things just changed so quickly.
They did.
In March of last year, and we kind of said, okay, phone only.
Right,
and
right. Kind of forgot what you looked like.
I know, yeah. Same thing. Like, I walked up to bring in the studio. I'm like, oh, hey, that's you. Hey,
yep.
Face with the name. We're all good now.
Yep, but, we're good.
but thanks for coming in. Before we start, remind folks about domestic violence services.
Absolutely. We are affiliated with the hospital here in Fond du Lac, SSM Health Ignition Healthcare. So what our focus is working with individuals who've been affected by domestic violence. So either victims or offenders, and we have a number of different services, including helping on that short term. So our case manager helps with either crisis intervention, housing, legal advocacy, and we do have counselors for kids through adults. And then, like I mentioned, we have a services for victims as well as offender population as well. And we're in the same building as A-STOP, which, yes, Ryan is unable to come the next few months. They are a sexual assault program. They're not with the hospital, but they are in the same building, which is really nice for us because a lot of times our services tend to overlap because we have similar focuses. So
if people want to get in touch with domestic violence services, best way to do that?
Yeah, or just calling us, 926-4207.
Very cool. We're going to talk this month about bystander intervention. I know part of it is something called Green Dot or Green Dot training, people might have heard of it as. But with things, and we were talking off the air, this summer is going to be a lot like a real summer as opposed to last summer, which was just kind of sit at home and stare out the window and maybe go to the park and stuff like that. But there's a lot more festivals, a lot more opportunities to get out.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that might mean some folks out there who might be out enjoying the time seeing something that might be concerning to them. And we're talking about maybe a domestic violence situation out in public, right? And you never want to, you know, want to see something like that, but we know what happens, and bystander intervention is an important part of helping out someone in need when you see this happening in the community. Where do we start with bystander intervention? Because there's kind of probably like a fear involved with this, right? Like, you see something happening, you're out at, say, you know, the park or at a store or whatever, and you see a situation starting to evolve, and you know, you're kind of hesitant, right? You don't really want to say something, but it's important to try to get past that fear and step in if you can. Where can we start with bystander intervention in situations like that?
Absolutely. What I really appreciate about Green Dot is that we can do something despite those fears or our barriers. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have a more of an introvert personality and we're not really assertive or outgoing as some others might be, or not really sure what to do. So the whole point of this training, kind of like you mentioned, like it's called Green Dot Training, it's actually an initiative through Women's Fun, which is an awesome part of domestic violence services and A-STOP, is we do coordinate with a lot of different agencies throughout the community, and Women's Fund is one of them. So a few years ago, they had received a grant to do this bystander intervention training because of want to do something, but not really sure what to do. So kind of like the scenario you're saying, where you see something, you're not really sure what you're seeing, what do you do about it? You're not really sure how to get involved. Well, there's a number of different things you can do. The focus with the bystander intervention training is around 3 D's. So it's distract, delegate, or going directly to the person and getting, you know, saying something either to the person who is doing the offending or the person who is being affected. So having these different options, anyone, despite your barriers you might have or your different kind of hesitations, you're still able to do something.
So let's go through in brief detail each of the 3 D's you mentioned. Distract. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you can distract in a number of different ways, but how does that relate to Green Dot training?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of our training is just kind of going through a number of different scenarios. Let's say you are walking through the grocery store parking lot and you're not really sure what you're seeing, or you have some hesitancy. Maybe you can can put on your car alarm, you know, and sometimes just something simple like that can be a distraction, or asking someone for directions, you know, different things like that, just kind of divert away from what is kind of going on in that moment.
Sure, sure. It's might be tough to maybe, you know, ask someone who is in the heat of a moment of something like that to for directions, but, you know, if you distract them from the topic at hand, maybe they'll, you know, have a moment of, like, snap back to reality kind of, you know, hey, what am I doing? Why am I acting like this? Okay, where were we? What were we talking about? It could be effective, right?
Absolutely. It absolutely can. Like you're saying, just kind of like pumping the brakes a little bit, diverting from whatever is going on.
Delegate? Oh, how does that work in?
So it's really just asking another person to help out. Maybe it's not necessarily a personality. Maybe it's you just don't have the opportunity because you're not close enough to the scenario, what's going on. So maybe you're in a restaurant and you see a couple kind of arguing loudly, maybe, or kind of getting a little aggressive, or you're kind of concerned about what you're seeing, saying something to maybe a manager or a waitress and asking them to kind of step in and do something.
Right. If you're at a restaurant, like you say, and you're across the room, you don't want to, like, just spring up and, you know, rush over to someone's table and not hearing that conversation close up. But if you see some emotions, you hear, you know, maybe crying or something like that, you can call your waitress over and say, hey, I, you know, like you to check on them, and, you know, hopefully it turns out okay, but you never know in a situation like that, right?
Absolutely.
And then the last one was direct, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. How does that work in with Green Dot?
So direct is going straight to that person, either saying something to the person who is doing that. We call it red dot. So a green dot is the ways to prevent those things, and the red dots are the ones who are doing the whatever offense it is. Mm-hmm. So going straight to that person and saying, hey, I see you, it's not okay, or going to that victim and offering supportive services like ASAP or domestic violence services.
Right.
I think the whole, you know, the whole thing is just like you mentioned before, is that we don't really know what to do. So this initiative is just putting out there is that we know there's a lot of not so great things going on there, and we want to have a community where we don't tolerate violence. And this is one of those things that we can do, is just kind of putting out there, creating that environment that we do not tolerate those things and that we are going to do something. Almost like, you know, way back when, maybe they still have the Neighborhood Watch program, right?
Yeah.
So think of it kind of that way, but a little bit different.
I think those still do exist. But you're right. It's a community effort, right?
Absolutely.
To make sure that we're all on the same page. You know, we wouldn't want it happening to our family or someone we love. We don't want it happening to our friends and neighbors, or even someone you don't know just down the street, right?
Absolutely. So if there's a lot of questions or a lot of not sure, that's why we have that training, is to really have the conversation surrounding these 3Ds and what we can do. So we offer a 1-hour training and actually a 6-hour training. And now that we are kind of opening up again, we can do them in person, which is we're super excited about. We were doing them virtual and it was okay, but just being in person is just different, like today, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, if people want to maybe schedule a training or learn more about how to schedule a training, how can they do that? Is there like a place they can go to contact? You mentioned the Women's Fund.
Yeah, Fond du Lac Area Women's Fund would be kind of the go-to that I would point to. But, you know, if don't remember for some reason, always contact Domestic Violence Services and we can point you in the right direction as well.
Any final thoughts on bystander intervention? We talked about that kind of fear and hopefully these green dot options and knowing what to do and having some options, some tools on the tool belt, so to speak, to help can maybe give some people some options in a situation like this. But any final thoughts on bystander intervention or intervening maybe when you have that kind of fear and you see a situation like that?
Well, like you're saying, is just keeping in mind that there's options. So what can you do? Can you ask somebody? Can you call someone? Can you pretend to be taking video, maybe, you know, having the power of social media? We don't have to be to throw on that superhero cape, so to speak, but everyone can do a little bit something to make that impact. And there's a lot of awesome services that are out there that we're, you know, hoping and wanting to help out and be involved. I was fortunate to be one of the the trainers for this initiative, and looking forward to being able to do in-person stuff again.
Excellent. Amy, thanks as always. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you.